Greetings, colleagues, regulators, academicians, and global digital asset community. Here is in-depth global briefing on the most consequential developments in crypto regulation and fintech supervision across Australia, Singapore, and Europe. Let us begin. ASIC obtains interim travel ban against blockchain global director. On 29th of October 2025, Australia's corporate regulator, ASIC, escalated its enforcement actions connected to the collapse of the ACX exchange by securing interim travel restraint orders against blockchain global director Zijing or Ryan Xu. The federal court originally imposed the order on 20th of October, prohibiting him from leaving Australia due to risks of evidence removal and non-cooperation with investigators. The order was later varied by consent, continuing until 28th November. This stems from Blockchain Global's liquidation in February 2022, following extensive allegations of mismanagement and governance failures. ACX Exchange, once one of Australia's earliest crypto trading venues operating from 2016 to 2019, collapsed with millions in customer funds unaccounted for. ASIC's ongoing probe covers potential breaches of the Corporations Act, including failures in governance, misleading conduct, and defective financial controls. The matter now advances toward additional hearings on whether the travel restriction should continue during asset tracing and forensic investigations. This case underscores Australia's increasingly aggressive enforcement stance, especially where insolvency, retail losses, and custodial failures intersect. ASIC releases summary of consultation feedback on digital asset guidance. On 29th of October 2025, ASIC released an extensive synthesis of industry feedback to Consultation Paper 381 on updates to Info 225, Australia's central guidance document on when digital assets fall within existing financial services law. The consultation drew 51 detailed submissions from banks, exchanges, custodians, tax advisors, consumer groups, and global fintech stakeholders. Key consensus points include stablecoins and wrapped tokens are generally financial products under Australian law, particularly those referencing real-world assets or other digital assets. Transitional relief is necessary, given the imminent digital assets and payments or DAP reforms. Class no action relief should cover historical conduct and run up to 24 months to ensure orderly compliance. Clearer examples are essential, prompting ASIC to add new case studies on Bitcoin, POS staking, tokenized real estate, wrapped tokens, and non-yield-bearing stablecoins. Stakeholders also raise structural issues. Australia's debanking of crypto entities, custodial capital requirements, limitations in obtaining professional indemnity insurance, and complexities around issuer-less DeFi products under design and distribution obligations, or DDO. ASIC's summary confirms a direction toward gradual principles-based regulation rather than a technology-specific regime. ASIC clarifies regulatory framework for digital assets and grants transitional relief. On 29th of October 2025, ASIC formalized a major expansion of Info 225, confirming that a wide array of digital assets, including stablecoins, tokenized assets, digital wallets, staking services, and custodial arrangements, fall squarely within the definition of a financial product, triggering Australian Financial Services or AFS licensing obligations. The regulator introduced a sector-wide no-action position until 30th of June 2026, allowing time for exchanges and custodians to assess licensing thresholds, secondary distributors of stablecoins and wrapped tokens to prepare compliance systems, asset managers to align tokenized products with existing managed investment scheme obligations. This guidance is foundational to Australia's upcoming DAP legislative framework and sits alongside exemptions granted for wholesale tokenization initiatives, such as the Reserve Bank of Australia's Project Acacia. ASIC Commissioner Alan Kirkland emphasized that digital assets are already captured under current law, and licensing ensures market integrity, consumer protection, and enforceability against misconduct. While transitional relief is available, ASIC reaffirmed it will continue enforcement where fraud, systemic harm, or retail exploitation is involved. Monetary Authority of Singapore announces finalists for the 2025 Global FinTech Hackcelerator and FinTech Excellence Awards. On 21st of October 2025, Singapore continues to consolidate its position as Asia's fintech epicenter. Musk unveiled 42 finalists for its flagship Global FinTech Hackcelerator and the FinTech Excellence Awards. This year's theme, AI for Financial Services, showcases solutions automating wealth advisory, SME lending, compliance, identity verification, climate risk analytics, sanction screening, and behavioral analytics. Notable AI-driven breakthroughs include ActuaViz, Taiwan, transforming regulatory data into machine-readable formats for supervisory technology, Boost.Money, India, AI-based SME credit scoring, reducing approval times dramatically, UReg, Singapore, AI-automated KYC and source of wealth verification with up to 80% efficiency gains. These innovations align with Mass's initiatives like Project Veritas, Responsible AI Governance, and Project Guardian, Tokenized Finance, reinforcing the regulator's philosophy of pairing innovation with fairness, transparency, and robust guardrails. Mass launches Bloom Initiative to extend settlement capabilities. On 16th of October 2025, Singapore announced one of the world's most sophisticated digital settlement frameworks, Bloom Borderless, Liquid, Open, Online, Multicurrency. Bloom is the first initiative to integrate tokenized bank liabilities, regulated stablecoins, multicurrency settlement, AI-enabled agentic payments, programmable compliance. It directly connects the architectures of Project Orchid, Digital Singapore Dollar, Project Guardian, Tokenized Assets, and Singapore's Global Layer 1, Programmable Compliance Framework. Key features include multi-currency settlements spanning G10 and Asian currencies, interoperability frameworks between banks, stablecoin issuers, and clearing networks, embedded AML and CFT controls, enforced on-chain via programmable rules, participation from Circle, Coinbase, DBS, UOB, OCBC, Stripe, Partior, Ant International, and Straits X. Mass's introduction of agentic payments, transactions autonomously executed by AI agents under auditable rule sets, is globally pioneering. Mass consults on enhanced investor recourse for market misconduct, proposed civil compensation framework. On 24th of October 2025, Mass released a significant consultation paper proposing a civil compensation framework enabling investors to recover losses arising out of market misconduct, including manipulation, insider trading, false reporting, and disclosure failures. The framework has three pillars: designated representative mechanism, allowing a neutral, court-approved entity to represent investors collectively, addressing coordination failures in Mass claims. Litigation funding grant scheme, offering co-funding by Mass for meritorious claims requiring expert evidence. Expanded piggyback claims, permitting compensation claims even without a criminal conviction, lowering proof burdens, and removing statutory caps. Procedural refinements include easier reliance proof, simplified filing requirements, and broader eligibility, including cases resolved by consent orders or admissions of liability. Public safety in money matters, critical financial services, and the digital euro, ESCB renews the FX Global Code. On 9th of October 2025, the European System of Central Banks reaffirmed its commitment to the FX Global Code, the world's principal benchmark for ethical, transparent, and well-governed FX markets. The Code's 2024 revision strengthened standards around governance, transparency, algorithmic execution, data integrity, and settlement discipline. By renewing their statements of commitment, the European Central Bank and all national central banks confirmed alignment of internal policies, trader conduct standards, and operational frameworks with the updated code. The renewal has wide implications. It effectively sets a mandatory governance standard for FX market participants globally, It increases expectations on banks, dealers, brokers, and corporates to adopt similar conduct standards. It improves transparency and strengthens monetary policy transmission by ensuring orderly FX markets. Institutions are expected to conduct gap analyses, update risk policies, publish public commitments, and embed ongoing monitoring in compliance oversight. This reaffirmation signals Europe's continued leadership in global market integrity. And that concludes your expanded global regulatory intelligence roundup. From Australia's tightening enforcement and licensing clarity to Singapore's programmable compliance architecture and investor recourse reforms to Europe's reinforcement of ethical FX governance, the global digital asset landscape is evolving rapidly, decisively, and with increasing regulatory sophistication. Thank you for joining in.